Blog Talk Radio.
I wanted to wait for you, Mike. Well, actually, I wanted you to wait for me.
All right.
But you know, you have to go home.
R.I.P.
You know what I mean?
Mike Jackson.
R.I.P. Yeah. MJ, you know what I mean? We're going to update this track, though. The Dagger.
Got you, man. You
live on. Again.
Let's
all right.
Going.
I was on the block when I was seen by Billie Jean. Caramel, brown beauty, natural without the Maybelline. Such a pretty thing, couldn't help but to approach her. Ask her to support a beer mug with a coaster. I went to her house, beat it up a few times. Reached my final destination, then I followed the sign. Started questioning a nigga about all his activities. Claiming pregnant now, bitch, you only looking for sympathy. Never wrong dog once, say the tricks for the sun. Floss, never fought some dumb girls trying to front. You got a better chance flying, jumping off a bridge. I'm 100% sure I didn't bother your kid. Tell him, Morgan, cause I never had a son or a daughter. That when it comes to owing Billie Jean,
you are not the father.
Now you hadn't bothered. Running to the back of the stage, I keep my cheese, go back to minimum wage. You met in the club, all I did was squeeze a booty. She whispered in my ear saying,
oh, you a cutie.
You looking real good, ma, you know I wanna tap that. In the back of the lag, hitting it from the back. You know I got a jimmy hat tight like a fitted cat. Move when you come, don't shoot where the pussy at. 27, don't need a kid all in my pocket. Hard head, mini me, badass, stop it. Only I'm a profit, you scheming on my paycheck. You should've planned better, cause you still ain't got paid yet. Play another nigga next to kid you got aim on. Why you wanna waste time, wasn't even that fine. Not a dime or a 9-7 or 8. Trapped with a kid using me to escape. Wait, ain't you Billy? The hope from the city. Raw dogging ever since you grew some hair on your jeans. No pity for you. Order six little rugrats. Your fault, not mine. Should've never done that. Should've kept your legs closed. Wouldn't be a problem. Looking real stupid. Even hookers use condoms. What you wanna do? Smart enough to stay true. Not you. Give her time to have another kid or two. So sad you missing out on what you could be. Find another daddy for your baby, bitch. It ain't me.
What? She trying to get you too, Mike? I ain't the one either.
No, not my son. No daughters either.
Tell him, Mike.
Yup. Hold on. I got another one. Yeah. Here we go again, a dumb bitch playing dumb games. I wrapped it up, took it down, then forgot the bitch name. Came back a year late and fucked on the first day. That kid was really mine, why did you wait? Cause you know it ain't the real dad, ain't shit. Ain't the day you got pregnant, the day you got flipped. That's a lot of dick, took him like a champ though. Better track them niggas down and get some blood samples. You an example of what a woman shouldn't be. Tried to play a G because I'm what your son will never be. Now you mad at me, fuck it then, I'm mad at you. Understand you want the best of all the men to fuck too. Billy D, sick and tired of the chatter. I'm not the one you even wanna name your kid after. You look like me, what you say? Hey, bitch, come again, he's got blonde hair, blue eyes, and a butt chin. Yeah. Not a feature opposite, so stop the press. I ain't the only one who put a clean stain on your dress. Smoke the best daily, thank God that he made me. Nut it in your mouth, so that ain't my baby. She done gone crazy, tripping and sipping. Only brought around, bitch, cause you was down for the business. If I pull heat, the freak will leave me alone. Check the kid's DNA for my X and Y chromosome. Couldn't fight a bitch, ha ha, I told you. Restraining order, get the fuck off my shoulder. Why won't you listen to the dagger of the family? I was right, you was wrong, Mike, make her understand me. Ha!
Nope. Who? She think I'm the one too, Mike. Ha! I don't know what she thinking. Woo! They wasn't ready for this one. Who thinks that? Why would she think that? It's not. Don't get it twisted, cause it's not. She thinks I'm the one too.
Hold on. Can I get my duet on with you, Mike? Hold on, here we go. Look. Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta try to get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away. Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta try to get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away. Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta try to get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away. Now what are you to do when a bitch is chasing you? You gotta get away. You gotta get away. You gotta get away.
I'm a nut. I'm sorry. Woo!
Who are you?
My name is a pet named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback. Like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here's a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
Check out my boy the Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
Oh, wait, hold on. Am I here? Yeah, it's me. Yeah, I'm here, y'all. The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays, and back in full effect, and it's been a real rough one for your boy. Like, so let me start off like this. Instead of, like I said, no disrespect to the boss lady, but I got to first apologize to everybody out there who's ever, you know, who's been fucking with me, who's been listening to the show, who's been supporting the show, who's been doing their thing. My bad. And it's not even really my bad. It's just that there's a whole lot of shit been going on. Like I said, I'm going to get into it. I can't get into it all. You know, I only got 2 hours. But I'm going to get into some shit that's been transpiring. I'll let y'all know what's been up because if I explain myself to anybody, I feel it's y'all, because I'm the type of person that if I'm going to start something or if I'm going to say I'm going to do something and I'm going to do it, then I'm going to make sure I do it, and that includes this show. And the fact that I've been damn near not doing it for like 2 weeks, you know, people have been hitting me up like, what's wrong, this, that, like I say, y'all, I'll let you know. But again, I apologize because...
Check out my boy, the Dagger, on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m.
Okay.
Pacific Standard Time.
Again.
You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
All right. I don't know why that just did that again, but thank you, Summer Azul, one more time. But, yeah, y'all. And but now let's get back to business like it always do. Shouts out to the boss lady herself, Topaz the Shade. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no Slap Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays, no award shows, no X and B models popping, all that. Girl's doing a lot of things. If you ain't got her on your network or in the mix somewhere with what you got going on, I don't know what to say. But, yeah, you need to holler at her, all right? Also, shout outs to all independent artists. Like I said, the reason, y'all part of the reason I do this show as well. Because I don't listen to the radio, I don't listen to all this other shit that be going on, I listen to what y'all be doing, because y'all should be knocking, all right? So make sure y'all keep doing what y'all doing, keep giving me your new music at dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? Make sure you get it in, make sure you get it to me. Oh, what else? And also, anybody that's just listening, if you take 2 hours out of your day to come over here and listen to some real independent artists, listen to me run my mouth about whatever, listen to the type of people that call into this motherfucking show, then thank you as well. And the only thing I ask, all I ask y'all to do is just talk about the show, share the links about the show, get people to listen. That's all I ask. That's all y'all got to do, all right? So if I share a link with you or you got Twitters or whatever y'all got going on, just spread the link every time we get it popping on Wednesdays and Sundays, all right? Just spread it out. But just because I've been gone doesn't mean I ain't been working, all right? And I ain't been focused on a few things and been trying to get things situated. So we're going to come back, and I'm going to explain a little bit about what the fuck's been going on with the Dagger. But like I said, since I've been gone, we still got some new music, all right? And straight out of Chi-Town, checking in B3 Music, work right here. We'll be right back. Yeah, I thought we'd be right back. So hold on, let me talk until the music kick in. And like I said, also make sure, also keep things coming up. I'm getting a new laptop finally. So all the shit I be doing, you know, like I said, when I be having to go There it is. I'll be back.
Like a motherfucking lumberjack, I got loud by the motherfucking thunder pack. I got a bitch hit the hole like a running back. I smoke green, so green like 100 stacks. Big bad ones, B3 blowing nose. I hit your girl from the back, then it's adios. Adios. I hit a girl from the back, then it's adios. Now I'm with my team, haters know my name. Big boss, B3, be my gang. Oh, you rap? I'm sorry, never heard it. You want respect, but you know you don't deserve it.
Work, 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 work.
Yeah, B3. Back chillin', rollin' up a blunt. Don't prolong the situation, cause I gotta smoke that Buddha skunk. Getting fucked up, that's a daily thing. The only bitch I love is money, I see you hatin' lame. Cause I'm like, fuck you, fuck your clique. I always hear you talking, never walk that shit. You a weak ass bitch, B3 strong. Way too dope, they callin' us harem.
Now I'm with my team, haters know my name. Big boss, B3, be my gang. Oh, you rap? I'm sorry, never heard it. You want respect, but you know you don't deserve it.
Work, 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 work.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. Work, work. B3 Music straight out of Chi-Town. My little interjection real quick, y'all. Maneuvering a few things. The best thing about this is when my new laptop does come, because that's a plus. Like I said, I've been working on a few. I've got a new laptop coming. Got the internal internet, so I could just really just jack on anywhere, like, and be good. So y'all think I'll be in the back caves. Now I'm about to really be in the back caves in a second. But in the meantime, just working a few things out. Going to get back to these independent artists. But also at the same time, y'all, let me talk to y'all for a quick second. Just let y'all know what's going on with me while I get this music back going. It's just that I understand life isn't perfect. You know, that part I get. But there's always supposed to be something, or at least everybody should have something in their life that's not tainted by anything. You know what I mean? Like, that you can just go to, that you can do, that you can deal with, that's yours, that's nothing, that there's nothing wrong with it. You know, nobody else can be involved with it. Nobody else can tell you what to do with it, and it brings you joy. It brings you some kind of, you know, stillness and wellness, and everybody needs that. Now, see, me personally, that I don't have. Everything in my life is factored in with something else. You know what I mean? Like, every aspect of my life, I can point out, okay, this is good, this is good, this is good. But at the same time, there's a flip coin on everything, like, this is bad, this is in the negative part, this is what I don't like, this is what doesn't work out. And that's the hardest part to deal with, because nothing can just be all the way good for me. I don't know why. I would like it to be. I think I deserve it to be. But at the same time, it's just not. And why that is, I don't know. And like I said, y'all got to excuse me. I know I got callers on the line. I know y'all got chilling with me, but y'all got to hold on a minute. I'm trying to get this internet going on right now, because like I said, I'm not on my equipment yet. So as soon as this shit kicks back in, then we'll be in the game. But I'm just trying to explain to y'all what's been going on. And hold on, let me sip this drink. What am I sipping on this time? We got the ghetto Kool-Aid, the Sky Vodka mixed in with the orange Kool-Aid inside the McDonald's big cup. Like, yeah, you know, that's how you hide from the police when you're driving. Like, look like Orange Bang. Mm-hmm. And I got this good OG weed right here about to spark up. Can't even wait for the smoke session. You know what? Because it's like, you never had that weed that's so sticky, like when you break it up and you put it down and you roll it, that shit still be on your fingers, like you ever touch a glue stick, you know, and it's still there, like, oh, that's how it feels right now, like, oh. So just thinking about sparking this motherfucker right now is going to help me feel a little bit better. But back to what I was saying. Every aspect of my life has a positive and a negative effect. And I'm trying to find that gap in my life. Not a gap. I'm trying to find that part of my life that it's going to be all good. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything, because I know everything is not going to work out that way, and I know it's not going to be that way. But at the same time, it should work out. Like, quick example, right? Like we'll talk about today. Father's Day, by the way. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You know, shouts out to y'all doing y'all thing. Wait, hold on. And I mean real fathers. Like, let me get this straight. Real fathers, all right? None of y'all motherfuckers that just got kids everywhere and ain't doing shit for them and shit like that or whatever. No, I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking about y'all that's really doing y'all thing for y'all kids, that's really giving them what they need, doing what you got to do, riding for them, looking out for them, feeding them. Y'all motherfuckers get props, all right? The rest of y'all, nah. Nah, not going to work out. And like I said, I'm not trying to be on niggas' heads or anything like that, but, I mean, that's how it would be even on Mother's Day, because there's some deadbeat moms out there, too, so fuck them, too. But at the same time, like I said, it's Father's Day, and like I said, we're talking about family. Like I said, y'all heard me talk about my father all day. You know, I've had my stories about him. We've had rough patches. Shit's been rough and rugged between me and my dad. But despite as much shit as I talk, despite the things that I say and everything, like I said, I love him. And he's been there, and he was there. You know, no matter how much shit I talk, no matter how bad I want to paint him out to be, none of that shit matters, because he was still there. How many of y'all motherfuckers can say that? I mean, be honest. Y'all niggas, a lot of niggas be ducking and dodging real quick. 4, 5, 6 kids, 4, 5, 6 baby mamas. Or maybe one baby mama, but like 4 kids by that same girl. It's like, you just really want to be a daddy, huh? I just don't get it. I don't. Like I said, I love Father's Day because it just reminds me how much I'm not a father. Like, all these people, happy Father's Day? Nope, not me. This girl today going to text me, happy Father's Day. I'm like, don't wish that shit on me. Like that song at the beginning of the show that Michael Jackson sung, that was for y'all. That was for all the fathers out there. Because I ain't the one. Not the way shit's been going on, not the way people be acting, man. I can't do it. But as I was speaking about my father, like I was saying, that's what I mean. It's like he was always there. He provided. He did what a father was supposed to do, except on the emotional kick, he was never there. He was never present. But was always trying to get on my head and come down on me about, you know, it was like I always had something to prove to him. And no matter what I did, it was never good enough, which is really, really rough. And, I mean, that goes from school. He's, you know, talking about my appearance, how I look, you know, all kind of shit. Not that supportiveness either. That, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? What are you doing? You know? So I had to come up in that. But I'm thankful for that, too, because, I mean, at the same time, it led me to be the person that I am, not to take no shit, not to, you know, be bothered, you know, because that's why I don't trip off of what people do in the streets and what other people got going on, because, like I said, I went through hell already in my own house and I survived and made it. So the shit y'all got me going through or trying to have me go through ain't no different, ain't no better, and I don't need that shit right now. So that's just the easiest way to put it. I'm not going to deal with it because I already had to go through it from the worst people, not the worst people in the world, I'm not going to say it like that, but I mean, I've been through it with my own family. So you think anybody in the streets is going to make me really cry or make me really like be all woo-woo, this, that, and everything and make me out of my character and everything? It's not. It's not. And that's just one aspect of my family. And the coldest part that's been happening, at least lately, is that basically I made a decision to do something that involved, that basically was, let me clarify. I basically made a decision that affected a lot of things as far as like my finances, things like that. And in making that decision, both of my parents just basically looked at me like, what the fuck are you doing? What's wrong with you? I can't believe you did this, that. You need to fix this or rectify this. Or we just can't be involved with you. We just can't fuck with you right now because you're making all kind of stupid, dumb decisions and everything. So hearing that, it led me to the point where it's like, okay, now what do I do? Because on one hand, I'm a grown-ass motherfucking man. You know, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do regardless. But the cold part about that is, and I could be honest and say this, is that it is because of my parents, my mom more especially, at least as regards as my finances goes, that I had us put together as I am. Because, like I said, mom was like a nigga accountant. She made sure a nigga's bills was paid on time. She made sure, you know, a nigga was never in default with shit. You know, she had a nigga on point. So I could understand where she's coming from by the attitude, like, you know, after all this and everything, or after everything we've done, or everything I've helped you do, you just want to throw it all away. That's just it, right? Just all over what? All what? And they can't understand that, you know, I'm not a dumbass, although I may act dumb sometimes, I may make dumb decisions, but I always give myself a way out. I always stay focused. I always keep things on the move, keep things moving, keep things in rotation. As much as I be wanting to stop, as much as I be wanting to just be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm through, I'm done, I don't want to do with this anymore, I don't want nothing to do with this anymore, as much as could do that and want to do that sometimes, it doesn't happen. Because I can't stop. That's the honest reality, is that I can't stop. People try to stop me, and that's the coldest part. It's like people just be doing whatever they can to try to get me fucked up and get me out of situations and get me turned up and because when I get turned up, that's a good thing. Don't worry about that. But just get me turned around. Get me all out of pocket. Get me all in the other shit that don't really got nothing to do with me. And in doing that, they basically just make themselves look stupid, or they just get more and more pissed off at the fact that they can't realize that I'm not going to change. I'm not going to turn my back. I'm not going to stop, and I'm just going to have to keep moving forward. And again, this is what I be saying, y'all. I'm sorry, I just running my mouth. I'm not supposed to be playing music and all that. I'm trying to. This is the only bad thing, like I said, about being on other people's equipment and having to be in the weirdest places to try to do a show. Like I said, this is supposed to be my comeback show, and it's already looking like, wait, hold on. And it's already looking like it's not a good comeback, but at the same time, I'm trying to fight through it with y'all real quick, because if this shit load up, we're going to get back into the music. I don't want to quit. I'm not going to stop. After my little speech that I just had, like, something like I'm Rocky, like, nah, what, that was Rocky. What the fuck song was that? That was, who was that, Superman? Old school Superman. Y'all remember the old school Superman? Christopher Reeves, of course. I mean, kind of bad when Christopher Reeves ain't, you know, it can't walk and shit, right? When Superman can't walk, that's always a cold thing. But I'm not about to sit here and start talking about people like that. But it's just crazy, y'all. I mean, that's just one aspect, and that's just family, and that's just a slither of what Dagger's been going through lately. Like, and I'm just trying to understand. But the thing is, the more I'm realizing that I try to understand, the more I realize that maybe I'm just not meant to understand, you know? I mean, because I try on a constant basis to be cool about shit, to be respectful, to be on point, to not be disrespectful, and it seems like I'm the only one that's trying to do that. I mean, I'm not speaking for everybody. I know I'm not the only one that's trying to do that, but at least all the motherfuckers I deal with or I come across, I'm the only one that's trying to do that. Everybody else is just doing whatever they want to do, which is cool, I guess. I mean, when you get to that point and you be on that status where you can do what the fuck you want to do, I guess that's what we all want to get to eventually, right? We all just want to do what the fuck we want to do. But also at the same time, isn't it, that's not life. Life isn't getting to do what you want to do at all times. Or at least maybe that's, you know, not what it is for me right now. And maybe that's something I need to get to so I can get like the rest of y'all. Some of y'all out there doing whatever the fuck y'all want to do and just don't care about consequences, repercussions, what you say, what you do. And people don't realize that some things you can't take back. some things you can't, you know, some words that you say, some actions that you do, some things cannot be taken back. That's why I try so hard to try to keep a level head about things, to keep my shit under wraps and everything, because you can't take it back. And then people always want to say, well, you should just forget about it, look over, or don't worry about it, or whatever. And that, no. You can't forget shit sometimes. You know how hard it is to forget something, especially when that something happened, the person that was most closest to you, maybe, because, you know, the people that are closest to you are the first ones to fuck you over in the heart, and the ones that fuck you over the worst. People that are supposedly supposed to care, people that act like that they give a fuck about what you got going on in your lifetime. And that's a fucking lie sometimes. I don't get that either. But again, I think I'm just not meant to understand. And then also at the same time, I realize, like I said, I'm just running my mouth. I don't like dead air time. And the way I got to do the show now, where I'm trying to do the show, like I said, I don't have a set, stable place. Let me tell you about that real quick. I'm going to try to reboot this thing one last time. And then, like I said, I don't want to call it quits, but at the same time, I know y'all ain't going to just sit here and listen to me talk for 2 damn hours. I don't even know if I got that much to talk about. I think I do, but I think running my mouth for 2 hours is going to really fuck with me, all right? So I don't know if I'll be able to do that. So I'm going to try this one more time to see if we can make it work. But even my housing situation. And there are people on the line. I can't see if y'all on the line because, like I said, I can't get my connection right now. So I can't see if y'all on the line. So I'm sorry, but still bear with me. I'm trying to make it work. But situation, like I said, I understand to talk to y'all. I ain't afraid to tell my stories and everything. Technically, Dagger's homeless in a sense. You know, I have my own place to stay. You know, I got a lot of friends. You know, let me crash at their spot or whatever, because I'm trying to stack up right now, so sometimes I crash with the homies. Sometimes, you know, my cousin may let me stash, my sister, my niece. You know, I got a few, I kind of like rotate, you know, whose couch I sleep on, but sometimes I don't even get that look. You know, sometimes I got to fucking crash in the car. Sometimes I crash out by work, because as long as I can make it to work, you know, I'm straight. That's all I'm worried about, because I know I'm going to get to that. I know I'm going to make it to where I got to get to. I just got to, you know, no struggle, no pain, right? So, but I mean, that's what it is. Like now, like I said, I'm trying to do the show in the most, I should have a set area and a set place. So, but that shit got fucked off. Like I said, my family is not really messing with me right now because of the decisions I made, so I can't go over there and mess with them. I mean, it's just a lot going on, and trying to stay focused and trying to stay humble, trying to walk the right way. You know, that's all hard. I know it can be hard. Well, it's supposed to be hard. Life is fucking hard. So, right, get over it. And it always sucks because I'm always in a position where, well, they say you want to be in a position where you can always help somebody. No, I'm always in that position. I'm always seem to be able to help somebody do what they need to do, whether it be they need to talk to somebody, whether they need a little bit of change on their rent, whether they need, you know, me to put their name on something because their name ain't good enough. I mean, usually people need me for certain things, and I'm always in a position to do shit for others. The cool part is, you know, when Dagger needs help, you know, nobody's ever really in the position to help me. But that's a double-edged sword, too, because it's like my closest homies and people that, you know, I'm tight with, I wouldn't ask them for help anyway because a lot of them got kids. A lot of them got families they got to deal with. I mean, I'm not going to take no money or no food out of their people's mouths and everything. I wouldn't feel right doing that. That's why I don't ask my sister and my niece. I try not to ask them for money and everything either because I'm not going to take food out of my little nieces and little nephews' mouths. So, you know, I understand people got things they got to do and shit they got to deal with. So that's one thing. Other than that, also, these people that will offer to help or plan they want to help or, you know, are willing to help are looking for a reason or looking to get something out of it or there's something behind it. You know, it's not even really just true help. Nobody really wants to truly help a situation. Shit, more people kick me while I'm down than try to help me, which is even more fucked up. Like I said, I'd rather you just leave me alone than try to, you know, throw salt in a nigga wound and shit, but that's how people feel. It's been real like that lately, like real cold cutthroat gutter type shit, you know? But shit, that's living and dying in LA too. What's Pac say? Pac's birthday was this weekend, so living and dying in LA, right? Uh oh, I think we in the game, hold up. That's what Pac said, right? Living down in L.A., that's what I'm going to have to do. This is my city. Not my city, but this is my city. You know, I'm gonna be here. Everybody always trying to move away, get out of L.A. I need to get out of L.A. It's too tough out here. It's too this. It's too that. Man, I ain't never going nowhere. I like it too much here. Because, I mean, it always gives me something to do, too. That's the one good thing about not having really your own shit or not having shit. Is you always got to get shit, so you always got something to do, you know. And you have, you believe people used to call me, like, spoiled. Like, I used to be, motherfuckers used to think I was spoiled. I don't know why, you know, kind of because, like I said, I always had shit. But they don't realize that I went and got my own shit. You know, my parents ain't giving me shit. Oh, but we back in the game, y'all. Like I said, I apologize. I was able to talk for 30 minutes, so I'm going to let some music play for a little while, because I got to take a rest. Nigga tired. Motherfucking running my mouth and shit. So I'm going to take a breather. We'll be right back on Slap Sundays with the Dagger. Wait, what the fuck is this just happened? Oh, Jesus. I don't get it, y'all. I don't get it. No, what the fuck? Hold on. Y'all just listen to me. This has to be the worst show ever. Ever. And this is supposed to be my comeback show. But the show must go on. It doesn't have to go on, but I'm going to make it go on. As soon as I find, bam, there goes a plug. Got to check shit. And, I don't know. I wonder if it makes it a better show that I keep going, regardless of whatever happens, or if it's worse. I just dumb. And y'all just like, listen to this nigga and all the shit he out here doing. I don't know which one is worse or which one is better. And it sucks because, like I said, it was just on. Oh, that's all I had to do? Boom, boom. All right. Finally back, y'all. Sorry. We're going to go like this. Business, go hard. And then we're going to get to the phone lines. Remember, if you call in, finally. I got everything set up. We good. The rest of the show should run pretty smoothly. 661-621-7559. Either tell them the queue or press 1 to holler at me, and we'll be right back. Right now, we got business. Go hard.
Luck strip club function, we own no sight. We gon' make it rain, thunderstorm all night. Couple cuties with the booty, make it roll on the pole. Drop it down low, make it go for the dough. Me, my niggas got bands, like goddamn. So much money in the sky, you gon' need the flight plan. Ladies in the club, cause they know who I am. Dollars everywhere, pussy nigga might train. Man in my town, I got it on deck. Stack it all up and blow it all in one check. Mama see the dollars, now la mama getting wet. Come see what you get. Bend it over for the set. Yeah, rockstar music, you see it on my shirt. Drop it down low, yeah, you see me on the work. Do this every day, these niggas do it on the first. Let me see you act the fool till you make your body hurt.
Let that nigga go hard, baby, what you know? Running from the dick, you fucking around and getting cold. Running from the dick, you fucking around and getting cold. Running from the dick, you fucking around and getting cold. Nigga go hard, baby, what you know? Running from the dick, you fucking around and getting cold. Running from the dick, you fucking around and getting cold. Running from the dick, you fucking around and getting cold. Nigga go
hard as a brick. Running from the fact you get caught in the mix. Girl, I'm trying to take you home and go hard as a bitch. This thing in my jeans kinda stiff. Shit, your boy is too lit. Yeah, we so on, you can call me like Switch. Baby, got that ass I'm trying to spend a night with. She want me beat it up and I'm the man to fight with. Yeah, girl, you know my style, so let's get to it. We hit the hotel, you know just how we doing. I see your body language, girl, I speak it fluent. I point to the room, and girl, already moving. Yeah, we moving, yeah, we moving. How we do it when we hit this motherfucker? She wanna lick the rapper like a nigga was a sucker. Look, I'm going to the hole like I'm playing at the rucker. I hit a head first like a trucker.
Let that nigga go hard, baby, what you know? Running from the dick, you fucking around and getting cold. Running from the dick, you fucking around and getting cold. Running from the dick, you fucking around and getting cold. Nigga go hard, baby, what you know? Running from the dick, you fucking around and getting cold. Running from the dick, you fucking around and getting cold. running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold.
Let that nigga go hard, baby, what you
know? Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold.
Nigga go hard, baby, what you know?
Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold.
Nigga go, nigga go, nigga go, nigga go.
Make it nasty, yeah. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty. let a bubble butt bitch walk past. Light skin sass, Saturday mass. Never knew a dad, but he's screaming out that. Damn, and a dope game need a Grammy. No gag, reflex me, no gag. Go play done, turn it over, I'll smash it. Nothing but soul, aren't you ready for the action?
You know we get nasty when you fuck with the youngster. I'll have you singing la 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 bumba. I'm hot like the summer, make you roll like the thunder. It's like a water fountain, man, I got that pussy running.
Make it nasty. Make it nasty, drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty, pop it on the bitch, make it nasty.
Don't trip, I'm all up in this bitch. I got my hands up and I'm shaking my shit. Down, round and round, a 4 minute crowd and I miss it off the line. Shit, I was too turned up. He had me in the cut and I was working my stuff. He meant the nigga wanna fuck. You see this?
Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty.
So I understand you just got back from Iraq.
For real? Yo, what's it like?
What's it like? What I'm supposed to say to that? It was cool. There was bitches. Okay, there was bitches, but a lot of them had, you know, they was covered up in them curtains and stuff they be wearing. But I digress. It was war. It was war, basically. War. You know what that's like? Motherfucker like shooting. Bombs blowing up. And, you know, this scared me. It scared the out of me. Matter of fact, I myself over a dozen times and ran out of toilet paper after the second time. So you know what that meant, right? I had to use the thumb, man. It was kind of nasty. But, you know, the good thing about it was they stopped taking me out on patrol because my name became Snake Bomb. You know what I'm saying? They said, you know, I was giving away our position because of the smell. That was fine with me. You know what I'm saying? They said they wanted to leave me back. And I was like, well, y'all go ahead on because I don't need y'all anyway. I'm rich, bitch.
What's good? This your girl, Miss Tweety, and this is Slap Sundays with your host, The Dagger, on Bangor Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in, listen up, L.A. West Coast all day, baby.
That's right, y'all. Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bangor Radio. And again, I know we had a rough start, and like I said, I just want y'all to realize, I might talk a lot of shit, may sound all depressed, whoop and everything, but bottom line is, I know what I got to do, I'm focused, I'm going to handle shit, so I don't want y'all to have to worry about anything and nothing like that, so it's all good, you know, Dagger's a happy man, especially, like I said, because I'm here, this is my therapy, you know, I get to let shit out, like, I get to drink, smoke, talk to it, just let it out, so that's what I get to do, and listen to some slappers right here, all right, so make sure if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, chilling the queue, press one to holler at me. But actually, I think I got to go into interview mode real quick because I don't recognize this number. I think this might be my beauty of the week right here. Let's see. Straight out the 512-1719. You got Dagger, what it do?
Hi.
Hi. Miss Cece?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome. Welcome to Slap Sunday. Y'all got everybody else? I got to hold up, man. I got to go into interview mode right here. Introducing Dagger's newest beauty of the week. Miss Cece, thank you very much for being here. And I'm sorry, again, let me apologize to you personally also straight out the gate because we were supposed to do this like 2 weeks ago and you came in like right when a lot of shit happened. So I apologize because, you know, I hate putting people off because when people put me off, it makes me feel like, you know, they don't want to mess with me or anything like that. So I just want to sincerely apologize to you straight off the top as well. Like, sorry to have you waiting, but thank you for being here, okay?
It's okay, I understand. Shit happens.
Shit, a lot of shit. But enough about me. Let's talk about Miss Cece here, man. You are doing a lot of things. Actually, why don't you go ahead and give your own personal little overview, and then I'm gonna pick bits and pieces afterwards. Go ahead, let people know, you know, what you're about, what you like to do, what's going on with you, things like that. Let them know what they should know.
Okay. Okay. Well, for starters, I am Nigerian. I'm in college right now taking biology as my major. I do want to kind of get into the modeling business just a little bit, just to kind of test my waters and see how far I can go with it. And I know, like, a lot of people want to look down at that as, oh, you can't be a doctor and be a model. But I've seen people always want to doubt shit. Like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, because it seems unfathomable to them. But I've seen people do even crazier stuff. Like Tierra from, what's her name? Tierra from the Bad Girls Club, how she had a baby. She graduated from school.
You're talking to, I'm sorry,
so
but yeah. But you're talking,
I don't see why I can't.
Well, I'll assume that, what did you say her name was? Tara from the back? I don't watch that show, so I'm sorry that analogy didn't work for me, but I'm assuming a lot of people knew exactly who you were talking about, so it's okay, we can keep going. But it says here, let me see, I'm looking at the bio like right now, right? So this is what Chu wrote right now.
Okay.
Let's see, biology, okay, pre-med, and a pediatric position. So you want to, pediatrics, that's kids, right? So you want to work with kids?
Yeah.
ABC, see, that is kind of funny, though. I mean, you can do both, but then let's say you want the modeling thing picked up, right? Say that picked up, but then it's like you got a kid that comes in there like, you look familiar, like, what I mean, you ever thought? I mean, let's...
It depends on the kind of modeling that I get. I mean, I'm not going to do all this, and I'm not knocking nobody's hustle, but I'm not into all the booty modeling and all that stuff. I mean, I don't really have that much booty to get into it anyway.
You got a little bit. It's okay. Like I said, I like the intelligent look. I like the, because you sent me one and yeah, take glasses on. I said I like the intelligent look. And the one thing I always like is that, you know, I like a lot of models. You know, there's nothing wrong with modeling. Like I said, do your thing, do what works for you, enjoy it. You know, do things that you love. But then you need to be able to do more than just that. You know, that shouldn't be everything. You know, that shouldn't be light. That shouldn't be, and I mean, I sound bad when I say this, I guess, because to some people it is. And like I said, again, if that's you, then stay focused, do what you got to do, make that money, whatever. But what happens if something doesn't happen? You know, there's a lot of things that go into modeling. You know, I've had a lot of models come through here, and they always talk about how hard it is to do that. I mean, have you ever done any modeling at all before already?
No.
Completely fresh. And let's see, dimensions, and I have a petite build, 5'4 with dimensions, 3'4, 20, 34, 26, 35, and a half. Don't forget the half.
Yes.
You gotta make sure you put the half in there. that's crazy. So it ought to be interesting, though. I mean, what do you think? You think you're ready for this? Something you would want to do? Like, if you had to choose right now, where would you go? Would you try to, like, somebody gave you, like, yo, I want to put you in this magazine, but we got to go, like, right now. You got to drop everything. You going to do it? Would you do something like that?
I don't know. Because I think my passion would come first. Out of all of it, my passion is going to come first. I think it would be a fun hobby to do. I do. But, I mean, it's not something that if I don't make it in there, I'll, like, kill myself.
Oh, no, yeah, of course not. Like I said, doctors make a lot of money, too. It's okay. Like I said, ain't nobody going to fuck with you being a doctor. Like, don't get it twisted. So. But then, let's see. And then you're the kind of girl who likes to push boundaries and breaks molds. So, what boundaries have been pushed? I mean, you must have pushed some already. Can we give an example? What do you mean by that?
Okay. Well, I guess I'll kind of dig into my past just a little bit. Get a little
here we go. We're digging. Yeah, this is what we do here. We dig. Yeah, come on. Holla at me. What's up?
In high school, I just didn't graduate high school. But in high school, I was kind of the girl that, I don't want to say I was promiscuous, but I did make a lot of mistakes. I hung out with the wrong crowd, all that kind of stuff. And so a lot of people didn't expect me to go anywhere and be anything. they just kind of expect me to not graduate high school, not even attempt to go to college, any of that stuff. And I proved them wrong. Like, just because that's something that happened in my past doesn't mean that I can't grow from it and learn from it.
Now, see, I can definitely agree with that, because you have no idea how much, like, just what you just said right now is part of the shit I be dealing with, too. I'm dealing with shit now. People that just can't let go of, like, your past and think that that's all you are and don't realize. Now, keep in mind, we can all agree, some people don't change. You know, some people are just the way they are. And then there are those people that are a certain way, recognize that that may be wrong or not for them, and they need to change, and they do. But, you know, people always want something to hold against you. Okay, so, yeah, that's a nice little boundary to push away, tell them to step the fuck back. Ah, it's crazy.
Not my problem. Yeah, they're late. They need to catch up. Like, that's not my problem.
How long have you been in the States? How long have you been over here? Since you're from Nigeria, how long have you been over here? Because you don't sound like you had an accent or anything like that.
I mean, I can imitate a very good accent when it comes down to it. But I've lived here for, let's see, I'm 19, so 16 years. I moved here when I was 3. So,
okay, yeah, now, see, you American. You grew up American. You was barely, your first language was English. So, yeah, that okay. Yeah. But go ahead. Let me hear some imitation. Tell me, you know what? Act like you're doing a drop, like yo, this is Slap Sunday. This is your host, The Dagger. Yeah, but give me something real quick.
I don't even know if I can do it, because it comes out so randomly, especially when I'm passionate about whatever I'm talking about. It comes out randomly.
All right. Well, hopefully maybe by the end. Well, okay, well, Bill, by the end of the show, if you feel like you want to let that go or whatever during any conversation or anything, be sure to let that, let that flow, and it's all good, okay? And let's see. And some of the biggest things you mark down here, you know, standouts that people tend to notice about you is the infectious smile. So that's good, because that means all your teeth are straight, you got the pearly whites, you got that Kool-Aid smile, right?
Of course.
That one right there, like, I can hear a smile. I can hear a smile through the fall. So that one right there, that's what people like. That's cool. I like that. That's cool. Chocolate complexion. All right, we already said the petite build and everything. So, yeah, we're going to have to let people see what the voice is right now. Like I said, I'm going to go with the one with the glasses. I like the intelligent look, and we're going to go ahead and throw that up there because I like that. That's me personally. Now, go ahead and let people know where they can find you, on your Facebook, Twitter, whatever information you got, where you want them to come holler at you. Because, like I said, you're fresh in this. You want to get out, you know, brand new and see what's up and see if anything can pop off. So let me know if anything does pop off, because that means I may have had something to do with it, and you got to come back and tell me, okay? Like.
Well, I don't really use Facebook anymore. Facebook's kind of dead to me. So
you
if you want to find me, you can find me on Twitter. It's at @CCJador, and that's CEICEIJADORE.
Yeah, there it is. Go ahead. What else? Anything else? Let them know. Like I said, now's the time.
That's it. That's all I really use. That's what's popping for me right now. All right,
y'all. Get Twitter. Give me CC's Twitter popping. Like I said, Dagger's newest beauty of the week. Now, are you going to be able to hang out with your boy for the rest of the show, or are you busy? Because, you know, your input is always welcome.
I'm probably going to start this paper, because if I don't do it today, I will never do it.
Class. Like I said, I can't hate. Go ahead, Ma. Gotta get that education. Never hate it. But then you make sure, like I said, we here every Sunday from like I said, 7 to 9, and even on Wednesdays 9 to 11 now, all right? So just make sure you can call at any time. Like, you wanna take a break from work, you notice what time it is, just hit me up. Let me know what's popping, okay? Check in with your boy.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, make sure you do that. All right, y'all. Miss CeCe, make sure y'all check out the I'm gonna load her up tomorrow. Not like that, but I'm gonna put her picture up. Y'all gonna see her full bio, her contacts. Y'all gonna be able to get at her, see what she got to pop in, see if you want to throw her in the video, whatever. See what's popping, see what it do. But Miss CeCe, thank you for being here. You gotta excuse me, my drink's kicking in a little bit, so I'm kind of slurring right now. And so that's, I can get out of interview mode though now. So thank you for being here, and like I said, you're always welcome. All right.
Hey, thank you. Bye, everyone.
Yeah. All right, y'all. I'll let you later, Ma. Thank you. And fellas, I see we got people in the queue. Hold on, we're going to get into some music. And then we're going to be right back. Thanks for chilling with your boys. Damn, what am I going to play? What do I want to play? All right, hold on. Boom, boom. Kehlani, let's go. Is it going to work?
Let's go. Yes. Young lady. Yes.
What is it that we need to know?
Yes.
Tell us.
Try your luck with me. Super Jack, no mania. Say, let me walk if you were fight. Any bitty slim or silly, but I work at night. Told you I'm a deep stick in your head like lice. If you can handle me, I'm gonna take you to paradise. In the mind, body, soul, trip to Miami, fight. For real, I'm a challenge, make a bet to the price. Run an imitation, Billy, not a 300 price. Very confident, middle name, spelled tonight. I was born meant to shine just like the ice. Is it too easy? Cats don't want it. I'm one of the mice. Cats is mice. Women are the bait, so I ain't tight. I keep it straight to the point. You can stand for sight. Gotta accept me for me, cause I don't sacrifice. Wanna join together like drugs when they throw the rice. Now for eternity, AD, when I walk the track.
If I put it on you like this, boy, this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, boy, that boy. If I put it on you like this, boy, this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, that. If I put it on you like this, boy, this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, boy, that boy. If I put it on you like this, boy, this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, that.
Take your time with the stem, the black and red rose with a long stem, and all night and we can start in the PM. No mini man, all the way to the AM. Don't like to ever do go above the rim. Before I go on, question, is it a problem? If so, ain't no judgment, no condemn. But I might cut you off with an essence. Looking for my North Star, not one of them. Gonna be worldwide and other stations FM. Money can't buy you love unless you get an item. Can you deal with haters trying to ruin us like them? Rock my boat if you fall off to swim. Last boy wasn't ready, hope you ain't like him. I like a man in control, keep me him, I'm flexible, right? Going for the gym.
If I put it on you like this, boy, this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, boy, that boy. If I put it on you like this, boy, this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, that. If I put it on you like this, boy, this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, boy, that boy. If I put it on you like this, boy, this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, that.
Something about me, I am creative. My hits are, very repetitive. If you don't understand, I am translative. Act what I think, I am opinionated. Playing games like water, I am evaporative. Only one me, so I'm not replicative. You know what that means, yes, you're originative. I like affection, so I am penetrative. Other than sexual, very communicative. If we're on the same page, I am cooperative. If not, keep it pushing, I am irritative. I want it, I go for it, determinative. I know you're feeling me, I am persuasive. You like this woman, sex can be decorative. After a one-on-one, unseparative. I tell you what I do to you, but I am.
If I put it on you like this, boy, this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, boy, that boy. If I put it on you like this, boy, this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, that. If I put it on you like this, boy, this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, boy, that boy. If I put it on you like this, boy, this boy, tell me what you gonna do with that, that.
Bedroom, biting on your neck, I'll give it to your Red Bull. Legs in the air, ass tense,
since you like how I eat. Said I need some manners, but I'm busy getting at it. These niggas isn't adequate, they couldn't even damage it. Extravagant, that's my new nickname. Shorty wanna chill like a kick game. I just keep it live like a Knicks game. She just want more and more action. You're just of the opposite attraction. Now I be
allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be, sunshine?
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to stay here, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you, fuck the plane you flew in on, fuck them shoes, fuck the socks with the bell on it, fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent, fuck them cheap-ass cigars, fuck your yuck-mouth teeth, fuck your hairpiece, fuck your chocolate, fuck Guy Ritchie, fuck Prince William, fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West
Take
Coast.
Out.
Bang out radio.
That's right, y'all. Slap Sunday, the Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang out radio. We back. Remember, if you want to get in on this, 661-621-7559. Chilling the queue. Press 1 to holler at me. I'm going to get my peoples in finally. Sorry, y'all. It's been a long day, but we good. We're getting them in. Straight out to 832-5988. You got Dagger. What it do? What it is, boy? What it do, Levi? How you feeling, man?
Sam.
Good. I'm good.
That's good. That's good. Straight out to 661-5580. You got Dagger. What it do? Yeah. 5580? 661? No.
Hello?
I hear you. Hello? I hear you laughing.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I was texting.
Oh,
what's
that's how
good,
you feel?
Though, Dagger?
I see how you feel, B. Marley B in the house chilling. What it do? What it do? And straight out to hold on, 646. Wait, 646-2044. Hold on. You got Dagger. What it do? That lying?
What's poppin'? You already know what it
man,
is.
Man, I'm getting good recognized.
Don't tell me this.
What it do?
Who is this?
Lions in the building. What it do, Pepe? How you feeling?
I'm chilling, my G. How you been?
Man, it's been rough, man. Real, real rough right about now. But hold on. Shout out to 718-0934.
Shit, always getting rough on Bang Out Radio Sunday.
Yeah, rough all the way around the board. Out to 718-0934, you get Dagger, what it do?
Nah, yo, Dagger. Dagger, that was my man. He was going to request Beat It Up, but you played it, so he's going to request saying no.
Oh. He's going to request what?
He was going to request Beat It Up, but you played it, so he's going to request saying no, but... He just banged it because both of the phones were on speaker. He ain't want the shit echo.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's cool. For sure, for sure. Well, shit, let's go down. Let's see what other people have got going on, man. Because like I said, I've been gone for 2 weeks. So, Levi, man, what's been going on for 2 weeks, man? What you got going on?
Oh, man, you know me, dog. I got a meeting with Nike. I'm finna launch me a new shoe. You know what I'm saying? Nike finna design me a shoe.
Yeah. Okay, sounds like a plan. And then the tour's still popping off, right? That's it. That's going down, right? You're still coming out to the West Coast.
You know it, man. You know it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And then let's see, Marley B, what you been up to for 2 weeks?
Oh, nothing much. Nothing much at all. Oh, what you laughing at? You asked me an honest-to-God question, so I'm just telling you honest-to-God truth.
Nothing. That's fine. Like I said, I've been gone for 2 weeks, so I don't know.
A little bit of recording. Maybe, you know, I've been doing a little bit of recording. Other than that, you know, nothing much. You feel me? Just struggling and surviving like good times.
And Lion, what's been going on for 2 weeks, man? I've been gone, man. What's been going on with you for 2 weeks?
I just been grinding, man. Last night I got like 5 songs done. I need to start mixing them down and sending them out to be mastered. I'm working on my mixtape, my brother's mixtape, and my album. So,
okay. In the lab.
I don't know. I'm at the end of the summer. I don't know what's popping with that. I don't know where I'm going yet.
Okay. That's what I like to hear. Niggas been working and shit. That's another thing I want to say. Like I said, because at the beginning of the show, like I said, I was just running my mouth about how, you know, shit, everything's got a double side to it. So let me tell you something else that's got a double side to it. Even the Dagger's music got a double side to it. Now, don't get nothing twisted. Dagger loves recording, performing, anything that got to do with getting it out, writing, all that shit. I love doing that. But at the same time, a lot of y'all got them type of studios that y'all could just go to. You know what I mean? Y'all got to really cherish that shit. If you got a studio that you can just be like, you know what? I want to go to the studio. You ain't got to pay nothing. All you got to do is go. You got beats for days. You know what I mean? If you got that type of shit going on like now, y'all got to cherish that shit. It hurts me having to, like, look for beats, having to try to track down a studio to get to, and then make sure I hold on to the money to pay for the studio by the time I get to the studio, and then making sure the song's recorded right, and then, you know, it's a lot. For y'all that just got that shit lined up already for y'all, like I said, really cherish that shit. Y'all remember, remember what used to piss me off? Remember when Puffy made the band? Remember that shit? But these motherfuckers... That shit used to piss me the fuck off because I would love to be in that situation because I would have stayed in the studio. You know, that is where I would be. If the studio had a bathroom and a refrigerator, I'd probably never leave. You know?
Oh,
and
wow.
Be straight. Go to work and come back and live at the studio. So, I mean, I just wanted to say it like that. Like I said, I love music. I love it and everything, but it's rough to just get a song out sometimes. So y'all that just got it easy because a motherfuckers be complaining. And I can't stand a motherfucker that complain. It's like, man, I didn't want to go to the studio today. I mean, I'd be like, why you ain't want to go, man? You couldn't afford it or nothing? I'm like, nah, man, I'm just feeling lazy today. What the fuck? You just feeling lazy. Come on, man, and you can just go. Like, that's the shit that when you can just go and it's nothing stopping you from just going. You know, that shit upsets me because I didn't be wanting to be in that situation. But like I said, we all know, like I've been saying, like life ain't fair. It just happens. You got to do what you got to do. But that's why it takes at least me. I'm speaking for myself now. That's why it takes me so long to put out, you know, a complete album at once because of the gaps and the shit that goes on in between. Like I said, I don't have that luxury. Yeah. You know, So I commend those that do. I just hate those that do have it and then beyond that, man, I just don't want to. This is just like whatever or like, come on, man. What the fuck? Please. But, yeah, that's just something that I was just be thinking about too. It's like y'all just don't realize how good some people have it. You know, when people just abuse what they have or don't use it to their full potential.
Right.
So,
that's real talk.
Now, for real, and then a lot of people is really turning niggas off of trying to find new studios and places to go to and everything because niggas out here is really, like, really thirsty and grimy right now. The homegirl told me, like, she went to record, dude charged her, like, $60 to record or whatever, but then kind of gamed her up because he didn't imply or something that, you know, the mixing and mastering was going to be a whole nother, like, 80 on top of. So, she, you know, motherfuckers is out here doing some really grimy shit right about now, and it ain't that serious. I mean, we all trying to get paid. We all trying to get to where we got to go, but we don't got to do it that way. You know, there's a right way to do shit. But like I said, y'all, I'm just running.
It's always the right way to do shit, but some people
just don't get it
the wrong way.
But you can't. What am I trying to say? You can't.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't get a drink.
Something along that, line, something like that.
That's a little tough, you know.
Oh, but how do I feel right now? We're going to get into Dagger's Double Play real quick, and I feel like talking about some people because that's just where I'm at right now. So we're going to play these diss tracks that I did on these niggas. Like, hold on. Here's round two on one nigga. Let's go.
Diss tracks.
All right. Uh-oh. You knew this was coming.
Everybody gather around.
I think everybody knew this was coming.
Everybody gather around.
You know that.
Gather around the Xbox. Gather around
the chips fall where they
fall. Turn me up in the car. Turn it up so y'all can hear me.
Let whatever happens happen.
Everybody ready?
Watch let the battle begin.
Here to set it off for round two. Niggas way out of line. Bitch, you can't shine. You see through. Who the fuck wanna be you? Not nobody I know. Your own big homie didn't like how you was wrestling the fall. Listen up. But you was slow, your homo. Your life is slow-mo. The world's on your dick, but now you let him in your asshole. You showed that you cut. Congratulations. It's about time. That's gonna rise. Look, you already passed your fucking prime. Left on the sideline. The stupid niggas didn't handle games. Just like a faggot yelling out my government name. Leo. If I was you, I wanted you to meet too. Justin Darnell Hayes can never walk in a dagger shoe. Should have bought the clue, but I believe you were a better man. Fuck with you. So now you
Darnell dwelling hell.
Some of the comments, you bitch niggas who always stay broke. Can't take care of the kids, but keep the dagger in your fucking throat. No hope for the weak on the mic or the street.
ride a boss, you ride a bus up like a passenger seat. And now you wanna bring a drama, I'll make a pause like a comma. Only bitches you ever knew, the big sexy and your baby mama. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. There's three bitches in 6 years, this nigga thinks that he hot. Try to clown a nigga's bitches, then it's a snippet of what Dagger has. I clowned your bitches too, but they all in the past. Feeling sorry for cats, that little nigga I miss. It's hard when your mom's a hoe and your daddy's a bitch. Yeah, I said it, give me credit, that it's over, ain't no going back. I'm not mad, you had the dagger laughing at the diss track. You barely had facts, the beats whack, sounding out of date. Wanna hate, that's great, I don't attack, I just retaliate. You should've known better, bitch. The dagger, he ain't no joke, I'm shitting on this nigga to wipe my ass with his death note.
Remember you started the fight,
why?
Did you fucked up on the mic? Now everyone listen to this.
You what?
Schoolgirl ain't a man, he's a bitch. Talk crazy shit, but he ain't got a reason to back it up. That song wasn't about you, but now he's got me fucked.
You the fly nigga lie?
Fuck that.
That's another lie, you'll never be big. Don't forget, you're just a little spot. A dagger's so sick that there's no need for any remedy. Pay back your slack because you're lacking in activity.
Who me?
Bitch, you better quit with all the fairy tales and grateful niggas. My testimony kept you out of jail. I'm high for spinning, so I will finish what you chose to start. No wonder all the fags wear a fro hawk. Your clothes fair, but your pockets ain't got nothing but air. And if a woman slap me, then she be calling me. My mouth gon' make her mad, but my dick makes her happy. That's enough about me, I'm bringing the focus to you. You've been on for 10 years plus, still ain't covered up your tattoo. Turn bitch real quick with the speed of a cheetah. This nigga forgot, Goku always beats a Vegeta. And I ain't stopping either, there's too much other shit I gotta drop. Creep down the street, no bitch, I park on the block. Crack my door and lean, turn my beat up. Make a lot of noise, smoking with real niggas. Jim J and a Google boy, playing with real women. You be playing with toys. My dick stays disease free, bitch. You the one with hemorrhoids. Now I don't really know, but this is how I think you got that bone. Fucked him in the mouth before the world was in his ass crack.
Activity, the Remy, aka Squirtle.
Got Glock running out his ass like he's jumping hurdles. When it comes to that rap shit, I keep it real. You the actor, what I'm saying is true. That's why your own hood is laughing at
me. I ain't done a damn thing.
And now I'm up in the ring. You gave up your title to the real Menage A King. But go ahead and deny, because you ain't no real nigga. You a legend. Whatever then, I'll be the legend killer.
Remember you started the fight. Cause you fucked up on the mic. You could've apologized like a man and it would be alright. You were my biggest fan and I'm saying that I ain't tired. Now everyone listen to this. Schoolgirl ain't a man, he's a bitch. Talking crazy shit, but he ain't got the proof to back it up. That song wasn't about you, but now you got me fucked up.
Hello? Yeah. He did what? He done did it again. He did what?
That's good.
Alright.
That's cool.
You see me laughing at
I keep telling you,
right?
I love this shit. You know what I mean?
I'm laughing at him.
Excuse me. I'll be right back. Here we go.
I must admit, I'm kinda shocked. Did a song, battle back. Played it once, that shit was whack. I ain't even mad at that.
Damn.
That's the best you got. Pathetic bars and fake truth. If corduroy is spitting bullets, well, that makes me bulletproof. Ain't this nigga blood now? BPS, bitch, you's a phony. Ask some OG BPS's. Don't nobody know you, homie. Tried to test the story out. Tried to give you credit chance. I asked if they knew
corduroy.
They thought that I was selling pants. Wanted me to point a rat you out, but dagger doesn't sit. They can't kill you yet, cause I ain't finished fucking with you. Talking shit about how I kill and kick it out my mama's house. Keep my mama out your mouth. At least my mama got a house. Yours lost a job and you couldn't help cause you the chump. All y'all moved in with your sister looking like
the Brady Bunch.
You slanging dope, you making tracks, pipping bitches, hitting licks. Why you ain't got no money, no house, and no wife? This is what it sounds like. 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 This is what it sounds like.
When corduroy cries.
When corduroy cries. This is what it sounds like. 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 This is what it sounds like.
When corduroy cries.
When corduroy cries.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. All you ever did was hate, so there won't be a number three.
I ain't sacked a 23. Come on now, that shit was weak. I ain't never sacked you back with looking at my booty chill. Knew you was a homo on the low, you doing nothing good. See now why you holler at your sexuals in Hollywood. Sound like Eddie Murphy, where's the gangster nigga that you claim? To me, you looking kinda sweet.
You sucking on them sugar cane.
Way back, I was fat as fuck, so what? I weigh 282. Still more gangs and hoes than you. Even put your sisters too. That was then, this is now. Daggers made it better. Can't be nothing then, you nothing now. 10 years, look, you still the same. Now you fucked two of my bitches, why you put that in your mind? They was hoes, I told them too, and don't forget, I fucked them
break.
You was crying over pussy, looking sad, I helped you out. Gave them hoes to all the fam. Seeing what you brag about? This is what it sounds like. 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 This is what it sounds like.
We called
Roy cries. When Cold Roy cries.
This is what it sounds like. 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 This is what it sounds like.
When Cold Roy cries. When Cold Roy cries.
I knew you needed homies. You too soft. You need them niggas up. I said it in my verse and on his own. He said the shit is up. But just admit that you's a bitch that's mad because I'm getting mine. And if you think I ain't a G, then why you still ain't cross the line? Prove me wrong.
You proved me right.
I'm way better on them. Like your bitch is black, you kinda light. Why your kid albino white? Maybe that'll make you fight on
propane.
You got a light, now I'm scared. You can't even make a baby right. Get this bitch a baby wife and have his homie twist his braces. Crying over 5 years.
Nigga, can I get a baby?
Hands on me as a ticket, then I left. You really hated on me. I don't know this faggot shit. You want it, come and take it from me. Fucking dummy, ugly with a pizza and a crater face. You should've left this shit alone. I warned your ass to pump your brakes. Your sister was a hoe, I hit your homie, had a baby with you. Yeah, you spent some time in jail. You couldn't pay a fucking ticket. I don't get it. First they with it, then they wanna flip the script.
Why?
Now you kiss the schoolboy's ass and you and Jay will share his dick.
Yeah.
Call my girl a man, damn, why this faggot keep on lying?
Neither one of y'all's a man.
The only thing y'all got in common.
Stop trying,
bitch. You ain't got the force to break me down. I'm Yoda, Luke, and Anakin, so only I can kill me now. And since you wanna see me, I just showed you that I'm doing well. This nigga call me Steve Urkel.
Nah, it's Stephon Urkel. Now what, nigga? Your turn.
Hello?
Hey, Quagmire.
Hey, Peter, what's up?
I'm stuck at the stupid ballet.
Get out of here. You serious?
Yeah.
So am I.
What?
Yeah, I got dragged here by this broad I'm trying to screw.
Where are you sitting?
Look across at the other balcony. I can see you.
Oh, my God. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? We're both here.
Oh, my God. We should text each other. Hang up. Hang up.
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, the Dagger, on Bangout Radio. Let's get it.
That's right, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. We back in the building, chilling, trying to get through the rest of the show. Let's get peoples back in real quick. Leave out Kev, still good?
Hey, I'm here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Marley B, still in the building? See, someone else not paying attention. See, that's the shit I'll be talking about right there. That's what I'll be talking about. Lion, you still good?
Hello.
No, too late. I'd have moved on. You got to be quiet. Lion. As I was saying, Lion, you good? You still in the building?
Yeah.
Okay, now hold on. Now I'll backtrack. Marley B, you good now? You paying attention?
No, I'm not good because I got passed up.
That's all right. That's your fault, not mine. I didn't do it. I mean, I did do it, but it's your fault I did it. So,
yeah, that's what the fuck I call a delayed reaction.
Whatever. Like I said, it ain't my fault that you weren't paying attention. But anyway.
All right, for once, it wasn't Bank Out Radio fault.
Oh, shit, man. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out certain things. Actually, hold on. Let me take a quick break. Actually, Levi, man, I think you're the only father on the board right now. So happy Father's Day. Who's out in the wind jogging? Can somebody go inside?
That's not me. That's not me.
Oh, but Levi, I want to say, man, happy Father's Day, since I think you're the only father on the panel right now. So I want to go ahead and say happy Father's Day. Like,
appreciate it.
Yes, sir, because like I said, you're doing something I'm not ready to do right now, and no time soon, and it's just, like I'm saying, I love Father's Day because it just reminds me I'm not a father. Like, yes, you know, I'm just, there needs to be a non-Father's Day. Why can't we get a non-Father's Day? Why can't we get
a non-Father's Day? It is a non-Father's Day. It's a non-Father's Day. Every motherfucking day.
Here y'all go.
That is.
That ain't enough. I need a national holiday where I get off of work. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
like I'm saying, lying. You ain't a father, right?
Hell no.
Yeah, see, there we go. See, we need it.
Like,
I'm rolling with lying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm fucks with Lion. We ain't, you know what I mean? We over here team no kids, you know what I mean? Like, but no, it's just, I mean, let me speak on this for a quick second. Since it is Father's Day, let me just speak my moment real quick on this. Because I honestly think I would make a good father, but at this point in time in my life, like, I don't want my kids to have to struggle for anything. That's just me personally. I mean, it's not like I want them to be spoiled. It's not like I want them to be all, you know, spoon-fed and shit like that, because I don't want to raise them that way. But at the same time, I don't want to have to worry about anything. You know, I got so much shit to worry about now, I just have to worry about another live person. You know, I don't even like fucking pets. You know, so I mean, and it's fucking like, because, you know, I don't like pets because I consider pets like kids that can't even talk. Like, you don't even know what the fuck they got going on, so I really don't want to fucking know pets. I'm just saying, like, I'm not trying to clean up after nobody. I mean, I'm not trying to. It's just a lot of responsibility, and I don't know if I can, you know, it's tough right now for me.
Wow.
It is.
Yeah, you're not ready.
I'm not going to jump into nothing unless I'm ready.
Don't you go into that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't jump into something that you're not ready to, and you know, and you have no idea. It's really funny how many females be like, you know what, I want to have your baby, and I'm like, why? I really be wondering, like, why?
Nope.
Why?
Why?
Because most girls can barely deal with me. Like, and you want a little version of me running around being a badass too? Like, come on now. Then if it's a boy, then you're gonna get tag teamed by me and the son, and that's not gonna be a good thing too. Because that's gonna be, you know, it's not gonna be a good thing. Nothing good is gonna come of that. But
I don't know. I'm a mom, and I wouldn't mind another kid. But I already have two kids that I don't want
And I'm just kind of old school with it, you know. If I'm gonna have a kid, I want to do the family thing. I want the family, the house, the, you know. I want the whole thing. I don't want to half ass nothing. I don't want no visitations and this that. And I got an issue with you, and I'm trying to get a new girl, and all. I need all that shit. You know what I mean? I'm cool. That shit gets hectic right there. And I don't know. Like my nigga said right here, but we're going to get back into some more music. Like I said, I'm going to have another kid talk real quick. We're going to play a couple more tracks. We're going to come back, talk about something else. I don't know. My drink's kicking in. We're going to get to the smoke session. And I just got a lot on my mind right now, so we'll do it like that.
Got a lot on my mind, a lot on my mind, a lot on my mind, a lot on my mind. I got a lot on my mind.
Cause it's like a game of chess. Pay attention to the obvious. Now look who's taking next. I stay with this money on my mind. I ain't with that childish mess. Do you not know how much I put on the line for me to shine? Had to die, but now I'm back with a shitload on my mind. Spit bullets from on high that kill niggas off in the streets. Been a gamer since day one, so you know I got to keep it G.
About life is a gamble. Play the hand I was dealt. I'm revealing all the feelings that I once felt. I ain't holding nothing back. I ain't sparing no feelings. So if you don't know me, stay the fuck up out my bitch. I'm at the point of no return and I ain't going back. I think it's high time I finally got my life on track. I take one step forward, then three back. Shit, my niggas say I sold my soul, I want it back.
I got a lot on my mind, cause I know there's a lot on the line.
Stay on my grind. This money got me scheming. Out here
everybody I know is in the competition, which leaves me with ambitions for getting riches, which has my mind frame of fuck niggas and fuck bitches. I've been at the bottom somewhere I don't want to see again, so I'm out on my grind while y'all boys sleeping in. See, I'm the type to think to win. Think I'm falling off, better think again before I go pull some phenomenal shit. Tell me what you thinking, man. With all that's on my mind, even I'm surprised I can feel so stable. Taking off so much in 23 years, I should be disabled. And all this, all that for an art, I done brought to the table. To learn the game of cutthroat business, I'm talking ain't enabled. These young cowards get a taste of power, then live the life of a favor. But the real out here, putting it down and working hard for that paper. But I'd be damned if that boy Jay get him the upper hand. I got too much on the line just to pass my grind with love to pay.
Gripping on the mic so hard that my fingers breaking. The lyrics so cold that no one cares what singer's making. These other rappers faker than the Jerry Springer station. This rap will get better, just make sure you bring your patience. Yeah, I said patience, I've arrived, stop the waiting. You can keep the hating, that gives me motivation. The dragon has awakened, spitting fire in your face, and now you looking like you shaking. This music has you taken.
Well, where is this taking me?
A desolate wasteland. Give me my space, man. I'm higher than a spaceman. This is so easy, man. I'm feeling like a caveman. I got people rolling even more than a rave can.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I'm getting really wild. I learned how to freestyle really early as a child. Before I could walk, I was flowing like the Nile. I came here to talk so we could be here for a while. So listen, motherfuckers, stupid suckers causing ruckus. Eat you up like hummus. To sum this up, don't fuck with us. You'll get thrown under the bus. If we have to hear your fuss, I'll pop you like a pimple, and your head will be the pus.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone tell the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone tell the DJ.
I'll leave the flow torn, ripped up like it's lacerated. Right when I was born I spit it, and that's not exaggerated. I can tell this got you mad, it's so bad you have to hate it. Now your girl's wanting more, my flow has her infatuated. Back in rap school, top of classes where I graduated. Now I'm like the principal, I'll teach you some, get educated. I'm an artist with the beat, I got this shit decorated.
Yo, is this mic working?
It's about to be annihilated. Holy shit, I'm killing it, don't lie to me, you feeling it? I'm not quitting this until I make a million, bitch. If the mic is blood, I'm spilling it. I told you I was killing it, the rap game's my empire, give me beats and I'll be building it. I start with the beat, and then it's like construction. When I'm finished, you're confused like alien abductions. At least I think you will, that is my assumption. I know that the mic after this probably won't even function.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone tell the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone tell the DJ before he leaves it broken.
You might think I'm smoking, you're right, I'm higher than the ozone. I rolled the blunt tight, smoked it, now I'm in my own zone. I break the mic in half when I flow just like my old phone. If you aren't feeling this, then bitch, you need to go home. If you don't like rap music, then you're in the wrong stadium. Give me the mic and I'll be balling up this gymnasium. Remember the name D, can't put that shit in your cranium. Going so hard on this beat, they'll rename it Titanium. I'll rep where I live too, that's in the 512. Down here we're never scared, you think I'd hide from you? In my squad, I got my goons, we do it big. In my crew, we kick it like we've all been trained in the art of Taekwondo. Ooh, that one hurt the mic, I might have left it bruised. It's alright, this flow is tight, I'll leave the crowd amused. I talk to rap music and my music they've approved. Now that I broke this mic, I prove my flow to you.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone tell the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone tell the DJ before he leaves it broken.
Yeah, I would keep rapping, but I don't think this mic's gonna be working too much longer. Y'all keep it sleazy, alright?
Peace.
Tina, have you seen this tuition bill? Morningwood Academy is charging us $30,000.
Well, it looks like we're all gonna have to take second jobs. I guess I'll see if I can get my old gig back selling butt scratchers at the ballpark. Butt scratcher? Butt scratcher? Here's your butt scratcher here. Butt scratcher?
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 It's your boy KY's the Lyrical Psycho, rapping self-explanatory music. You're now tuned in to the best unsigned radio show in the land, Vanguard Radio. Tune in from Sunday to Saturday to the hottest host rapping coast to coast.
So pass the shade. So pass the shade. So pass the shade.
That's right, we back. Slap Sunday, the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, and again, it's good to be back. Like I said, I needed this. It's been rough. It's been 2 weeks I've been out the game. Well, I feel like I'm not out the game, but I ain't been here. I ain't had nobody to talk to, ain't been able to run my mouth really like I want to. You know, that shit get crucial now. You know, here I can just be like whatever. So it's cool to be able to have that. But let's see, let's get everybody back up in here for a little while. Levi, still good?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, let's try. Let's see. Marley B. See. Now, if I skip her, I'm wrong, right? Let's try one more time. Marley B. See, and I'm actually going to mute her. She on punishment. Mute. We're gonna have a guy conversation for right now. And, Oh, wait, hold on, man. There we go. Lion, you still good?
Yeah, we in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to 415-9875. You got Dagger. What'd it do?
Hello. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. See, you all, I like that. You ready to go. What's up?
I was a go say nothing tonight. I've been just chilling and listening in the queue, but I just wanted to say I'm glad you're back. I've been waiting for the text messages and emails, like, where is he at? Where is he at? And,
No, go ahead.
From what you were saying earlier, when you were talking and stuff, you know, you were like, oh, I'm just talking. But you know what? You're talking some realness, okay? There's so much fakeness out there. And when you're talking, it's good because you never know who might be listening on that queue that might be going through the same thing or whatever. You know, you got all this reality TV shit out there that's a bunch of fakeness, but you get on
bullshit,
here and
yeah,
keep
okay.
some realness. So keep giving that realness, and I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let you.
No, you definitely don't got to be quiet, Ms. Ball. Like I said, you always get over here. Like I said, that's thank you, because it also, I like to thank you and, like, everybody else who gave us the shout-outs and everything. Like I said, when I was gone, people was really wondering, like, what was up? Like, man, what the fuck is... Nigga, Lion hit me up. Like, nigga, what the fuck? He thought the show was at a new time. Like, you know, nigga, you just switched up on shit and everything. Like.
Yeah,
like,
I was like you.
but it really does show me, like I said, that I am doing something. Like I said, and it's good to know that as much as this is helping me, that y'all are actually enjoying what I'm trying to do as well. So, I mean, that just works out. So it's just an all-around good thing. So, see, now here's the double-edged sword. Let's talk about Bang Out Radio for a second. I could talk about home. Watch this, right? I've been on this all day, you know, double size. The cold part about Bang Out Radio and this is that, like, what I'm doing right now, like, I have to ghetto rig my little system that I'm borrowing here right now. You know, I gotta have it just at the angle it's at right now, so the internet doesn't cut off and I look dumb like I did at the beginning of the show. You know, shit like this that I shouldn't have to deal with. But the good part about it is that, like I said, I get to holler at y'all. I get to listen to all kind of new music. Because, like I said, if I wasn't doing this, I probably wouldn't be able to get to y'all's music and shit like that. Because I'm gonna be honest, I don't be on Facebook like that. And actually, speaking of Facebook, see, I just started myself real quick. Fuck Facebook right about now, because it amazes me how people are still getting so involved in it. It amazes me every time. Like, example, I witnessed something this weekend that blew my mind, right? There was like six grown folks, grown, like 23 to like 32 range or whatever, but like six of them. Grown, right? Having a full on conversation about Facebook, talking shit like, did you see what he posted? Yeah, I saw that. And then I posted that. And then we was talking about this. And this. Men and women. I mean, I was just so, and I'm just listening like, are y'all not all standing right here in the same room at the same time as well? Like, are you, it perplexes me. I post up shit randomly. I posted up some shit this weekend and got some bullshit back off of it that I wasn't even expecting. And it just comes out of nowhere, and I don't understand it. This is why I don't post shit. This is why I don't do that. Because it's like, I don't get it. And Lamar, can somebody help me understand? Anybody got anybody play on this? Anybody?
No. I deleted my Facebook.
See, like I said, the only reason, and you can quote me on this, like I said, the only reason I'm on Facebook is because it's like, it helps connect people to people, like, just like this show. I'm just the middleman on shit, you know. I don't live life through Facebook. You can post your music up, your videos on my page. I don't give a fuck. Do what you feel you need to do. I don't care, because I'm not on that shit like that. Post up my shit about the show. Y'all can share the links and everything like that. I just want to keep y'all informed. Besides that, just random shit every now and then. I may post up a couple of videos, pictures, things like that. But that's about it. But these people, like I said, if y'all could have heard this conversation, I wish
I could have recorded them and, you know, put them on YouTube the way they was all excited about it. Some of them was getting mad. They was plotting on shit to comment on people's shit, like, ooh, did you see what this person just wrote up? They were going to, like, you know how, like, football players go into a huddle and, they, you know, they come out with the play? That's what the fuck they was doing. Like, hold on, we gonna say this and we're going to comment this, post this picture, to fuck with people on purpose. And I'm looking, it's like, look at how much energy y'all putting into this right here. Like, and they had the audacity, because see, here's where people piss me off, right? Like I said, I don't like talking about people, but before these people came even over to where I was at, I was watching a movie. You know, I was in the zone. I was watching a movie. I was minding my business. Then all these motherfuckers come over, like, da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, keep in mind, I don't even know these people. These are the homies, you know what I mean? I don't know these cats. They come up in there. And then, first of all, these is like, they already all loud and everything, so I'm already trying to, you know, have you ever had to watch a movie while somebody was talking like you wasn't watching a movie? I was in the middle of that shit, and there was like four or five of them. Then they tried to quiet down, watch the movie a little bit, but then they got on that Facebook shit, because I guess some girl that one of them knew who was somebody's baby mama or some shit like that or whatever posted up some shit and everything, and then they just blew up the whole spot, right? And they look at me like, why are you so quiet? Like, what the fuck? Number one, fuck Facebook. How many times I got to keep saying that? And number two, I was just watching a fucking movie. That's why I'm quiet. You don't talk during the movie. What the fuck? Like, how you going to question what I'm doing and see? I didn't even want to get on these people's heads about their Facebook situation. See, this is why I needed this. Because, see, this is the shit I do when I'm out in public, like I said, because I don't like drama. I don't like bullshit. That's why I say I hold in a lot of stuff. I contain a lot of shit. I just hold it in. Like I said, I just wanted to go off on every last one of them motherfuckers. Like, no, first of all, I want to say shut the fuck up. But then you also got to keep in mind that I wasn't in my house, which is what we revert to back at the beginning of the show when I was talking about, you know, that sucks when you don't got your own stable place to be at. Because if it was my place, I could have told them to shut the fuck up or get the fuck out. That's what I would have did, but I couldn't do that.
So. Fuck that shit, nigga. You better than me, bro.
But, but that's all I'm saying, but that's why I be wanting to be like that, man. I just don't know, man. I just know how I am if I were to go that route, and I just don't want to do that because it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, and I just know that within myself, you know, and that's why I try so hard to just, like, it's just like I said, I'm AKA the Hulk out the Avengers. That's me. Dagger is the Hulk. You know, you won't like me. I say it all the time. You won't like me when I'm angry. You won't. So I try so hard to just not do it, but the cold part is that I'm always angry. That's the coldest part. You can't get away from that shit. But I try. Like I said, I'm happy right now. I'm talking all this shit or whatever, but like I said, I'm good. I'll go back into the bullshit when I leave the show, and it's okay because I'll be back. You know, I'm good for a month. And that's another bottom line about Bang Out Radio 2 and everything. Because like I said, yo, I got to pay for this. You know, I got to get some sponsors. That's why I want y'all to talk about the show at least. I'm going to try to get some sponsors so we can keep this shit in rotation. Because sometimes, you know, money don't cut the right way and everything, and a nigga can't afford to keep the lights on, and that's just being honest, too. So that's where that rolls out, too. So like I said, I'll be honest with y'all. It gets rough around here. But I'm here. We're good for about another month or so they got to pay rent again. I'm starting to double up. See what I really got to do? I'm going to get a plan. Every time I get paid, I'm going to double up on the rent. So by the time 6 months come around, I'm paid up for a year. So, you know, I got a plan, y'all. We're going to get it good. My new computer's coming. We get it popping. What I want to do right now, we got to smoke. We got to smoke because it's the smoke session. We're going to get to this right now. So whatever you're rolling on, whatever you're smoking on, make sure you get it ready. Bunts, bongs, zigzags. Cause I got some of this. Like I said, I got some of that sticky right now, and I'm about to toke this motherfucker. Keep this going. Drink kicking in, and this is the smoke session. Just in case we can't make it back, because like I said, I don't know how the time's gonna go. Levi, go ahead and let them know where they can find your music at real quick, man. Where they can get at you, and any shout outs you want to give real quick.
Oh man, really, man. Like I said before, man, just Google me. But the website will be up soon. IamLeviKev.com will be soon. Y'all look out for Levi Kev Presents the New Breed. The shoe will be made by Nike.
Yeah.
The clothing line is coming. The movie is coming. I got three albums dropping. The tour will be hitting L.A. Damn it, I'm on.
Got so much going on, man. Levi Kell, yes, yes. Any shout-outs you want to give real quick, man?
Oh, man, shout-out to Island Def Jam, even though I'm saying I got to leave these boys. I got to leave Island because I'm going to switch over to Capitol. Shout out to the whole SME squad, Bang Out squad. I'm ready for the award show. I mean, shout out to Marley B. Of course, you, Dagger. I'm waiting on your ass to join the team.
Yeah, man, we still gotta chop that up, man. You already know we gotta chop it up first. But
yeah, man.
But do this for me, man. I'm still waiting on my drops, man. See, this is what I be saying. 2 weeks ago, I remember I talked to you real quick. So I was talking to you. I was on the way to the studio. You said I can go back and play it. Nigga, when I get out the studio, man, I'm gonna have some drops and shit for you and everything. Nigga, I ain't got no drops. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I got.
I'm just saying.
I know. I got you. The label is.
I'm just saying, not to sound like that or whatever. But you know what I mean. I hold people responsible for the things that they say. So you know that. I'm just saying.
I got you. I got it.
For sure.
When the label ain't on my ass about me cranking out a new single. I got to get you a new single anyway, man.
Yeah, you got to give me some new... Exactly my point. So, yeah, when you're ready, like I said, I'm here, Levi. You know the email, so don't even trip. So, yes, sir. And then Lion, man, any shout-outs you want to give, man? Let them know where they can find you. Let them know what's up real quick.
All day, every day, Google me. Lion's Music. LIONZMUZIK. No spaces, man. You know where to find me. I'll be here again next Sunday. Dagger, I miss you, brother. It was good hearing from you.
Hey, man, good looking out, man. Like I said, if y'all know, like I say all the time, it's got to be something to keep me away from this. Because, like I said, this is what this helps your boy. So, trust, if I'm not doing this, then this is going down. It's going down. But, like I said, I'm back and I'm here and we still good. So, as far as any shout outs you want to give real quick, any goodbyes, any links you want to let people know where they can get at you at?
Right now, just my Twitter, at MissPaula84. I'm writing. So when I get that studio time, I'm in and I'm out.
Yeah, there it is. And you know I'll be waiting. And speaking of Miss Paula, because like I said, I like this. I'm going to let Miss Paula's cipher rip real quick before we get into the smoke session. I just got to let this one go. Because like I said, anybody who comes through on the show, I make sure to get y'all music in rotation. Because like I said, if y'all come through, talk to me, hang out with me or whatever, then definitely y'all music in play. Like I said, I got all kind of people's music. But, you know, first, it's always new music first in rotation. That's new music. Then people that call and fuck with me and shit that want to, you know, that be hollering at your boy, and then everybody else where I can fit y'all in. So, I mean, I'm just being honest. You know, it is in your best interest to holler at me, to call in. It's simple, 661-621-7559. Don't call in now because we're about to leave. But, you know, next week, Wednesday nights from 9 to 11 for Hump Nights, and, you know, when we talk about that, but no matters. And, damn, we ain't had a Wednesday night in a while. Yeah, it's about to – we got to talk. So make sure you're there Wednesday night, and we'll be right back here next Sunday, 7 to 9. It's good to be back, and damn it, I'm already got to go already. So hopefully, like I said, everything's cool, y'all. So I'll see y'all Wednesday night, and Miss Paula will ride us out, wrap up for the smoke session, and we'll see y'all next week. I'm out.
Never will forget it, got you feeling winded. Try hard to pretend it, got you so defenseless. Eyes low, heart cold, feeling so relentless. Always been ambitious, metaphors vicious. At sea drifted, darkness switches, digging ditches. Dipping bitches, stepping trenches, separate, sifted. Welcome to apocalypse in each and every line. Coming through your stereo and taking over minds. Always moving silently and creeping from behind. Cut you in your sleep, oozing out your spine. Rise of the gimmicks and fall of the realest. Soldier on the front line, yes, I'm marching fearless. Somewhere in the laboratory, yes, I am a chemist. Cooking up a master plan to push into the realest.
Hey, bro, what's up? What's up with the bro, nigga? Hey, hit that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back. Right. I got a dub for some flight, nigga. Speaking of flight, PSA.
let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey. CA, motherfucking look. On the block blowing trees like a Mexican. Inked up in the swag nice like a reverend. Yeah. Let me get stack of the cush, never stressing it. And the bitch only for the neck like a necklace. Get her hot, now she want to touch. Affectionate. Heat it up, make her turn red. Embarrassment. Left bitch looking for the green. Cannabis. Burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with. Blowing trees, MOB. Etc. Hitting up the homie cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box. Get a chick, kinda like convertible, copy. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga. Love.
Got weed, let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week.
MC, nigga.
CA, bruh.
King hat shades black trying to get to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like that leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me. Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some oak, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action loud. Packing a pistol, what she saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to hear it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey.
What the fuck are you doing?
I like drugs. I like drugs.
Take me down.
Bills and rent.
When are you gonna eat?
Maybe never, cause that all
all depends on how much weed I eat. I'll go see the doggie man before I drop new Mickey D's. Smoke more trees just to leave no stems and sticks. Eyes drop like rock like a solar eclipse. Can't even see the chicks, but I be feeling their titties. Jumbos to itty bitties, hope I lick on the kitties. Yeah, I like sex in the city, but chicks are flipping their white. I take my girls to the country so they can at the moonlight. Dagger always does it right, dropping tracks, making cheese, pulling chicks all while I'm smoking is what I do, it keeps me going through these hard times. You should thank the fucking weed, it got me doing less crime. Leave me with a calm mind, worry free, feeling good, saying fuck you and your fucking problem, like the dagger shit. Won't let you blow my heart, cause I pay for love. Two cents you get in comes of money or my cannabis. My fingers come with calluses, I've been rolling up for years, and my eyes stay bloodshot, they ain't never clear. Rarely see me with the beer, only 80 deep enough in my cup. But I don't ever drink without some love. But you can catch me smoking weed without the alcohol. I got my fave five, and they all be selling weed, y'all. Waiting on a nigga car, they treating me like royalty. Why you was a nigga snitching? Damn it, where's your loyalty? Haters better step aside when I smoke a pass fly. I'm on the moon looking at the earth, yeah, I'm back. Smoking is my hobby, you can do it doing anything. Getting head or fucking while I'm smoking is my favorite thing. So live on my knot while I sit back and smoke weed. I'm sorry that the cherry fell and now you got a fur weed. But you didn't notice and a dagger doesn't interrupt. Plus we was both drunk, fizzing and about to nut. You think I'm paying for it? You can say the words, dagger didn't do it. Not guilty. Trying to